Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Hey, time now for the watch list, our look at the best film and TV releases for the week ahead. And we're joined today by entertainment journalist and broadcaster Serena Bellissimo and Business Post film critic John McGuire. Welcome, guys.
How are you, Brendan?
Thank you.
So, Serena, White Lotus is over and we're all debating whether it was just kind of meh or...
What did you think, Brendan?
Whatever. I still haven't figured it out. I watched it all like in a kind of a hostage situation kind of thing. But I'm kind of inclined to think there were good bits and bad bits. Yeah. Maybe it's as simple as that. So, but it doesn't matter anyway. The waterfall moves on. The next must-watched Zeitgeist show is with us. So The Last of Us Season 2, back yes. tonight on Sky.
Yes. Now, I can't say too much about this because reviews are embargoed till tomorrow. Usually that means it's a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. Some people have seen it and are very, very excited by it.
Okay.
Basically, this picks up 20 years later and Joel... Oh, no, sorry. The first season was 20 years later when after the post-apocalyptic time, Joe and Ellie are together. They're trying to get away from the Fireflies. They're now in a settlement and they're trying to keep the baddies away from them. This season will be more about Ellie than about Joel. It, how do I say, okay, I'm not reviewing it. All I'm saying is it moves very slowly, but people are very excited for what's to come. This isn't the only one, though. They've already confirmed a season 3.
Okay.
So there's more to come. If you're a fan, all I will say is that I watched this under false pretenses. I watched it for that gorgeous, you know, that storyline with Nick Offerman?
Yeah. No,
that love
like
story,
that,
the between two men.
Yeah.
It's about zombies. And I'm not into zombies. And I got...
Yeah, that was one episode. And I don't know. I think the whole thing's overrated. But anyway, okay. That's The Last of Us tonight.
Sky.
And very quickly, The Handmaid's Tale is back for its final season on RT tomorrow night. And I know people are saying it's still dragging on. It's more relevant than ever.
And that's why I can't watch.
Okay.
Because it is more relevant than ever. But this is the goodbye to Handmaid's Tale. And Elizabeth Moss has said that this is going out the way it deserves to go out. And that she's going to miss telling this story.
Yeah, I'll miss it. Okay, Handmaid's Tale, final season, RTE1
tomorrow
night. Mm-hmm. RTE1, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, RTE2 tomorrow.
RTE2
and then
tomorrow
if you miss
night.
It, it's on the player.
John, a new thriller on Disney Plus from Wednesday with the fabulous Irish actor Denise Goff. Tell me about The Stolen Girl.
This is The Stolen Girl. You'll see it on Disney Plus, Brendan. It's a 5-episode thriller adapted from a novel called Playdate by Alex Dahl. And like you say, it has Irish actress Denise Goff, who also has a starring role in Andor. The second season of Andor is coming as well. She plays a woman, a mother called Elisa, who lets her 9-year-old daughter have a sleepover with a new friend, which is common enough thing to do. And the next morning when she goes to pick up her daughter, she discovers the house is empty. It was a holiday rental. The other family have vanished.
Love
and
it.
Her daughter has vanished as well. So this is the first couple of minutes. So you get your urgent manhunt then across Europe for the rest of the story. So you've got that thriller element, which is Elisa and her husband Fred, who's played by Jim Sturgess. And they find themselves obviously as the target of police and public scrutiny. They're in the spotlight because they did a stupid thing in the Madeleine McCann kind of idea.
Yeah, yeah.
And Elisa's already kind of started to unravel under that pressure before she discovers that there is a connection to the woman who she believes has abducted her daughter, Rebecca, who's played by Holiday Granger, and the reason that she did it. So she's kind of in public and in private.
Is this as good as it sounds?
This is one of those things, one of those shows where you think, I'll watch the first one, and the next thing you know, you're halfway through the third one. And that, you know, it's got that kind of compulsion. And also the resonances that it has with famous stories in the last decades has something
Stolen
to do with
Girl,
it. As well. Yeah, Stolen Girl.
Disney Plus from Wednesday. Serena, Bad Influence, The Dark Side of Kidfluencing is out now on Netflix. I mean, this is hardly a surprise that there's a dark side to kidfluencing.
Exactly. This is very shocking, though. It's about a girl called Piper Rockell, who's 17 years old, and she became this YouTuber, became very successful, and then her mum, Tiffany, realised, you know what, I can actually get more views if I build this kid squad around her. And this is what it's all about. It is about the kids who are involved in the squad and the way Tiffany manipulated them. Tiffany has been brought to court and she's had to pay out a settlement. They've accused her of some dark stuff. I don't understand how she's still walking around today. You can't help but watch this though and just go, like I was watching as a parent going, I'm sorry, parents of these kids, you need to take some responsibility. And like when you're hearing the parents actually turn around and say, you know, we moved over for our career. We had an idea of how we were going to make it work. I'm like, okay. No. It's not about you. It's about your child. So I think a lot of these parents are living through the kids. And I think after you watch this, you're going to have, again, second thoughts about putting your kids online.
Cool. Bad Influence, The Dark Side of Kidfluencing, out now on Netflix. John, government cheese on Apple TV from Wednesday sounds weird. Is it weird good or weird bad?
Well, let's just say it's weird for starters anyway. Now, there is a shortage. You don't find a lot of the surreal on the streaming series, the properly odd and quirky and strange. And this is an oddball comedy, Government Cheese, created by the veteran hip-hop music video director Paul Hunter. I suppose it's a kind of a corrective. It's set in California's San Fernando Valley, a weird enough place to begin with, in the 1969, again, a very weird era. And it opens with convicted burglar Hampton Chambers, who played by David Oyelowo, being released from prison and returned home. And he's reunited with his family, who have reorganized themselves in his absence, and he sets himself up as an entrepreneurial inventor. He develops a self-sharpening power drill. You know, for all the weirdos around him, the changes that happened while he was in prison, the dangerous crooks from his past, even God himself gets involved in this story, and everything seems to be standing in the way of him living out this American dream. It's a bit wobbly and a bit uneven across 10 episodes. It's not a small commitment, but Oyelowo is good value, and there is something very strange about it that I think is very attractive in the post-David Lynch era.
Yeah, Government Cheese on Apple TV from Wednesday. Serena, really briefly, mid-century modern, out now on Disney Plus from the people behind Will and Grace.
Yeah, love this. This is a remake of The Golden Girls, but this time instead of the girls, we have boys. Nathan Lee Graham and Matt Bomer, and they play three gay men living together with Bunny's mum. It's just fun. You have to move past the first episode. So instead of this being in Miami, it's in Palm Springs. The first episode is trying to find its groove, but by episode 5, I'm addicted and want more.
Yeah, Disney warm. Plus. I'm taking it.
Yeah.
Okay. John, One to One is a new John Lennon, Yoko Ono documentary, which is in selected cinemas now. And there's been a bit of a sense of Beatles overkill, but this is getting amazing reviews.
It has absolutely deserved amazing reviews, Brendan. This, you think, after Peter Jackson's Mammoth Get Back, that we'd had enough Beatles documentaries. Thank you very much. There must be many, multiple more films about the Beatles than the 12 albums they released. This is the fabulous film director, Kevin MacDonald. This is One to One, John and Yoko. He has an interesting angle on the story and an astonishing amount of new material. It opens where Get Back ended on the rooftop in Soho in 1971 with their last public performance of the Beatles. This picks up that story directly after that. What happened with Lennon and Ono? They went to New York. They left their mansion in Tilbury in Ascot, and they went to live in a two-bedroom apartment in Greenwich Village. They get involved in politics. They get involved in youth culture.
It was a fascinating period. Like, people will have read the books about it.
That 18 months with Nixon and the war going on, Lennon's spent most of his time in the apartment watching TV. He absorbed America through television. MacDonald replicates that for us. We see a lot of archive clips and TV ads and news footage. And this story of when they're trying to do benefit concerts for a school for disabled children. That's kind of the spine of the story.
Yeah.
But the archive material here, I had never suspected this stuff existed.
Amazing.
Original phone calls, home video, home film footage. And he's remastered it all and gathered it all together in a most compelling way. It's a super film.
Great. One to One in selected cinemas now. Serena, I was pleasantly surprised to see that A Real Pain has turned up on Disney Plus already. Kieran Culkin won Best Supporting Actor Oscar for it. It's a real gem, isn't it?
It really is. And I was just like, I've seen this. I don't need to watch it again. So what did I do yesterday morning, Brendan? I put it on and I just went, second time, it is just as beautiful. Two cousins who go back to Poland to go back and trace their grandma's history, find her house. And do you know, yes, it's a Jewish story, but I have immigrant parents and I did the same, very different stories, but I did the same thing, went back to their homes. And I think if you're an immigrant as well, you can relate to this. It's just so beautiful. Kieran Culkin deserved it all. And that closing shot, my heart is broken.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's about that damage. It's about that kind of loss and feeling. But also, funnily, it's about what happens when you don't feel it, when you end up at your granny's doorstep and you're not feeling it. There's a real sense of that in it as well.
The great thing as well is this is American, so it's not saccharine sweet. It's just so beautifully done. Beautifully written.
John, really briefly now, there's two Irish films coming out, very different, that you want to mention. Fran, the Man at Comedy, and then a documentary, The Sins of the Father.
Yeah, we'll talk about The Sins of the Father. This is writer, director, cameraman, editor Alex Fagan. His run of Irish social documentaries is a very engaging study. 15 Catholic priests and their attitude to the sacrament of confession, the grim legacy of the church, social change, the way things have changed for them. It's a COVID film as well.
Okay.
And it talks about the future of Irish Catholicism.
Now, we might have seen Absolutely revelatory.
Right, the other one, Fran the Man, is a kind of a mockumentary comedy with Dara Humphreys.
And that's out now, Fran. Is it
that's
fun?
That's in cinemas from Stephen Bradley, the director, and the writer Richie Conroy.
Good fun.
There's a few jokes in it. Yeah, there's a few
okay, there's an endorsement. Serena Bellissimo and John McGuire.
Thank you both
so much. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RT Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.